This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Revived Devos. Today's Devo is by Martin Luther. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Acts 10:43. This verse constitutes the principal theme of one of Peter's sermons. It's one of the greatest in the writings of the apostles. It contains the vital element of the gospel message, teaching how we may gather its blessings, how to obtain what it offers, namely, by faith. Faith lays hold of what is offered us in the gospel. The message is preached that we may receive and retain it. Through the word, the blessing is pronounced our own. It's offered or given us. But by faith, we receive it, make it our own, permit it to work for us. This power and work in us is called by Peter remission of sins. This is the blessing conferred through the preaching of the doctrine of Christ, or articles of faith, particularly the article of the resurrection. The meaning of the new message of comfort, the new declaration, is that Christ, through his resurrection, has in himself conquered our sin and death, has turned away the wrath of God and procured grace and salvation, that he has commanded forgiveness to be preached for us, desiring us to believe that he gives it, and confidently to receive it through faith. Faith must be of such a character as to apprehend and hold fast the truth Peter declares in this verse. It must say, in his name. That is, it must describe to Christ alone the entire agency, merit, and power responsible for remission of sins. Must believe we have forgiveness, not through our own worthiness, but for Christ's sake alone. Must believe that by virtue of Christ's resurrection, we obtain remission of sins. Every nameable element, not from Christ, being completely excluded, and the honor given to him alone. The efficacy of Christ's death and blood alone, God would have preached in all the world and accepted by mankind. Therein he rejects the boasting of the Jews and of all aspirers to holiness through their own works, teaching them that they cannot obtain his favor through the law or by their own efforts. In Christ's name alone is remission of sins received, and that through faith. We ought to be ashamed to doubt or question the fact of forgiveness of sins and justification before God through Christ alone, to which all Scripture testifies.